Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
I hope you're ready to go wild, because wild we are. And I say we, there's three of us here tonight, all intensely talking about spiritual animals, psychic readings, going crazy, giving out prizes, just being the wild people that we are. And I got a lot of good news. You guys are going to love this. We've got some really phenomenal prizes tonight, stuff you asked for, things you want. I want you guys to sit back and relax, just as the Facebook said tonight. Have a little sip, because we're going to be talking a little, and then we're going to be doing some reading and more fun than you've had. Those of you who are tuning into Psychics Gone Wild for the first time, I want you to realize we as individuals are psychics, intuitives, and people brought together to give you the best of the best. This is our month. Psychics Gone Wild has went to the dogs, cats, and any other friends that are over there with the four little hoods or feathers. We are being absolutely out of this world, but helping our friends over there. So those of you who know about our rescues, we're going to be putting that up a little bit tonight. This show is sponsored by Florida's Animals Alert and Helpful Animals. This was taken care of because they love the one I'm bringing on, the magical one, the one you guys tune into every Wednesday, internationally recognized, intuitive, spiritual coach, psychic, medium. This woman is rocking. It's Melissa Berman. Melissa, how are you?
Fine. Thank you, Jethro. Hi, how are you? Hi, everybody. How you doing?
So happy. I always get to be it. I've got people writing in, and we've got emails already. Everybody, hang on. Don't get wild.
Yay!
Because we've also got a... we've got a wonderful guest tonight. Those of you know him as the ability that's been on a couple of shows with the Wild Ones. And then we asked for it. You wanted to see this. You've got to have these two together. This is the man who was born with the gift, the intuitive Chris White, an individual who's been working with the tarot cards, doing other work, putting forth an effort to see the light, put out the light, and work with the light. This man is crazy, but he's a good crazy because he works with the family. So, Chris, are you here tonight?
I am here. I'm ready. I'm excited.
I kind of laugh. We were having some votes, and those of you tuning in to Facebook today, I was in and out with my readings, and I was like getting all this publicity. We've got to write. I got to read a few of these for you, Lisa Ann. I can't believe it, Jethro. You're putting Melissa and Chris together. Now I don't know what to ask. Should I talk about the cards, the love? How about the food? Why isn't Melissa teasing you about your food bag, Jethro? I bet you haven't put it down yet. Oh, that's it, Sarah. We'll be getting a new friend from Facebook called Give It Over. So all of you guys that are on here, we are ready to go wild. I've got to start out with this, and this is what we got to know. All of you guys that are going to the new Psychics Gone room, it's the room that's there. It's open. Make sure you're getting in. We've got Jan Bach Drakey, and they're giving totem readings. I, Jethro, I'm going to give some aura readings. We're going to give away some prizes out of there tonight. Tonight, we've got a beautiful amethyst cluster that's going to be given away to one of you lucky individuals that are putting in psychicsgonewild.com. But you have to put in tonight, the key to win the cluster is the new phrase we've got for Psychics Gone Wild. Melissa Berman is the magic bomb. We had a really fun one. We had a person call me on the 800 number, and I'm going to play it once I get it taped. We're working on it and getting their permission to play it on the air, and you're going to love it. This is one of the funniest phone ones I had, and I got to share with you. The person called in, and they're like, I hope I get Linda Irwin. Well, I picked up the phone, and I'm sitting there on the phone, and for some reason, I don't know, I just was like, I was trying to get my act together, and you guys know I have my new little Shizutsu. He's trying to come, so I'm trying to get me in Marty into it. I'm holding on to the phone, and this person's like, I really hope I get Linda Irwin on the phone, because Melissa Berman and her together, Melissa's the magic bomb. And I just like, I said, oh, no, you're stuck with Jethro. And she goes, oh, hi, Jethro. And she's all like, you know, oh, my God, I called Psychics Gone Wild. And I said, yes. And she goes, I knew the number, which is 844-935-7200, was going to work. She said she's been calling for 2 weeks, and she was getting crazy stuff. So those of you that are having that problem, give it another shot. I was in today. I answered a lot of phone calls. Me and Cindy are taking them. We're getting people answered the questions. How do I find them? PsychicsGoneWild.com. How do I get a reading with Chris? How do I get a reading with Jethro? How do I get to find out Melissa? And we're going to be giving away little tidbits on there. We have, today, one of our questions is for Christmas, what is Melissa Berman's favorite color, Melissa, and why is it your favorite color?
Well, I like a lot of colors. I don't know. I don't have a favorite color. Boo hiss, but I do like, I like, I don't. I like them all. Isn't that just like fair of me? What do you think my favorite color is? Let's put that out there. No, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's pink and green, sometimes it's lavender, sometimes it's turquoise. I really like turquoise a lot, the color turquoise, that kind of robin's egg blue or turquoise, and then I do like certain colors of pink, cream. I love white. I love black. I love it all. I love it all.
So you guys keep a track. Put that in our documentation for those that are winning the big prizes. Melissa Berman's color is not a favorite. She has a lot of colors she likes. So that will be our Christmas question for that those big $500 prizes. Those that are putting this is getting exciting. We've had a lot of you guys looking. I know that Melissa Berman stamps are out, and I just got a person teasing me yesterday. They love the picture. They were like, Jethro, I got my postcard in the mail. I have saved it. I've got two Jan, one Melissa. Now where is my Linda Irwin? Linda Irwin's coming, so you guys got to hang on. You guys are always one step ahead of me. I've got all you guys. Just as soon as I hand you something, you're ready for the next. Hang on to them, because it takes five Psychics Gone Wild stamps to play Psychics Gone Wild Poker. What are we going to do? We're going to do five, and those will be in for the winning. Those top people, the people who have answered it, have those in, get to go in. We've already got three of you. Russell in United Kingdom has wrote me. Old Man Steve wants to know, what happened to Jan? Jan needs to be on more, Jethro. If you don't start it, I'm going to put another video out. On this time, I'm going to put down, Jethro's eating too much, and where's my Jan? Okay, we'll put out some more videos. We love it. Chris White, we've got one here for you. You have been on the show before, but I don't know what Jan said your totem is. Chris, do you know what your totem is? Because I think you're a fox.
I think a fox. Yeah, it's a, we were talking about that the other night. I think it's a fox. I think it's a fox.
Okay, good. We got Denise here writing into Melissa. Melissa, I know you're very musical. Is it true that when you become more psychic, you hear the notes different? Because my brother told me that as he was worked with an individual who's taught him how to meditate and open his chakra, now music has a whole different meaning. It makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your pitch gets, you're tuning into, you know, the etheric realms and all the different realms, and it becomes a different connection. You it's like the music of the spheres, as they talk about. So you're I'm still thinking my favorite color. I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
The snakes are here.
No, you're tuning in. It's like you become your own tuning fork almost with your connection to the divine, and you will hear as you meditate more and you become more in tune and more aware of your own gifts that you hear. You hear higher pitches that are lovely, you know, music of the spheres.
And this has got to be our Psychics Gone Wild. With them. I'm reading this. Melissa, my animal is on the other side. His name is Chachi. Chachi was always a friend to my aunt. We always joked about how nice they were. But recently, I have been feeling that maybe they're over there together not getting along. Why do I keep feeling that? They've been passed for about a year and a half. Both of them, unfortunately, went about the same time in my life. Then I have been feeling this recently. My name is James, and I just feel like my little Chachi's over there mad at my aunt. Could I be correct, or am I just picking up odd emotions here?
Wow, that's
deep.
Really important information, James. And no, I don't think you are making it up. It feels like what I'm getting from your angelic team is that they're trying to vie for your attention. There's almost like a competitive psychic kind of, you know, duel going on, but it's not malicious. But it's your turn now to kind of, you get the permission to say, I'm here for both of you. I love you both. and give them permission to come to you more. You know, work with your angelic team. Always do it in sacred space, but give them more permission because they're kind of fighting for your attention. That's what you're picking up on, because you now need to step in psychically more and spiritually more to honor that connection more. Not that you haven't been, but now you get to take it to another level.
Love that. Chris, why we're looking here and they're asking on there, the person's writing, you know, everyone knows that cats are psychic, but I kid you not, I have a pet duck who's very psychic. Aww. I can ask him things and he will react to them. So far, we've been able to ask him questions and he will go to the different colors on the board that I have placed around his pen. If I want to know yes and ask him a question and he goes over to the green, it's a go. If he goes to red, it's a no. My duck, Davin, has been predicting the sports here in Canada for the last 6 months. Chris, would you bet on my duck or not?
Yeah, I would. I think all animals are psychic. They're, you know, my guides are all up there kind of laughing about that. Because, I think.
I think you guys are all ducky. This is Jethro. I love all of you. We're going to grab some of those phones. There's a lot of you guys waiting. Do remember that if you have had a reading in the last 2 weeks, we ask you just to pass and listen in. We love you guys. We want you to do that, but we will be going through the phones. We want some of the individuals that really want to get in. So tonight we're looking here. I've got to tease a couple of you. I've got a couple of you guys who are like, Jethro, I haven't, and they're writing me on Skype. I haven't talked in months to you, Jethro. No, you talked to me last week. I got your number. You're busted. Don't lie. Never fail to us. That really makes me want to like pull your marshmallow cream out of your cookie, because it just makes me want to cry. It just does. And what I've got is I've got to win a reading by Melissa Berman, or what about Linda Irwin, Jethro? You need to do that. Tonight we got those. We got some prizes. We're going to give away some of those. You guys are going to flip out. We've got half an hour readings that are paid for, and you guys can win those if you go to psychicsgonewild.com. You have to put in I love Linda, or you have to put in Magical Melissa, so I know which one you want to win. We're going to pick two winners. I've already had, oh my God, I had 39 emails, and we just went into the room, 119 new individuals writing.
Yay.
Chris Wright is really cool. I like him and Melissa together. Melissa, has he got a feedback on him? If he's Jethro's friend, I bet he's eating something too. Oh, Chris, you got to tell him as a Scorpio. There's something for the new thing, and we're going to tell him about Chris White. Which two Psychics Gone Wild hosts and hostesses, which two hosts have the same birth date? And that's
dun,
a tribute.
Dun, dun.
It's Jethro Smith and Chris White. November 12th is both birthday.
Yeah. Wow.
Now you want to get really intriguing, which also third host has the same birthday. Those of you who kept track of the shows, who was on 2.5 years ago until my grandson decided that the show gets on his nerves, is Ryan James Smith. So all three of us, you know, on Psychics Gone Wild, have November 12th birthdays. We would have had a fourth one, but my crazy daughter-in-law did a preemie baby thing, and Jeffrey came out a month earlier. We would have had four of us. So keep track. I love this. I'm having fun. I hope you guys are. We're going to grab that phone right now and go, hey, it's 603-123-603. 603.
And we're trying to keep it with animal communication, right, Jethro? Is that what we're trying to do? Okay, cool. Just asking. Hello?
Hello, 603. Would you like to have a reading by Melissa and Chris tonight?
Oh, my gosh. Chris is there?
Yes. Well, and so Melissa, you didn't know. Who's this?
Oh, no. Yeah, go ahead. Hi, guys. It's Rose.
Hello.
Well, Rose, I'll have you know me and Melissa stuck up for your song before Chris even knew about it. No, I'm teasing. I don't get my feelings hurt. I get them hurt hard.
I haven't talked to Chris before. I mean, I've talked to him on Facebook a couple times.
Oh,
but
we're leftovers. Go for Chris.
I haven't officially met Chris. Like, I know all of you.
I'm just kidding. I will tease about anything except for my dessert. It's I love you there.
Get your hands off a cherry pie.
But Miss Rose, Melissa, how are you?
Great. How are you, Miss Rose?
I am doing fine.
How can we help you, darling?
Hi, Chris, too. I wanted to hear Chris.
Oh, you love Chris. We already know you love Chris. We love him.
Hi. I love you guys.
Let go of his drumstick. He's not going home with you. Just tell us what the heck you want.
That's why your totem's a fox. I had a vibe. Everybody thinks you're a fox.
Melissa, we do. Fox
working
the crowd. Well,
I've applied for a few jobs, and I'm having a hard time because I'm a single mom
with three kids, sometimes four, when my son is here. And I applied with the school district. I applied, oh my God, I applied at a bunch of places. And I have a bachelor's degree in business management hospitality. And I went to school for 6 years to get this. And then things happened, and, you know, their dad passed away, and just my life just kind of went crazy. So I haven't been able to find a job because of my availability. And it's very frustrating because everybody wants me to find something, and so do I, because they know that I need this, not just to get more money coming in, but just for my social life, you know, to get out there with other adults.
Right. Well, the first thing that came through was, can you get some sort of financial aid to help you through this bridge, to bridge you over?
Well, I do. I receive benefits because of my kids and my husband's passing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, financially, I mean, I'm making it. You know, I'm making it every month with, you know, extra to spare, but it's just not.
You're ready to move.
What
you're
I
ready
want.
To branch out.
Oh, yeah. I haven't worked in forever, and I'm really, you know.
Are you
I
open
need,
to relocating
no.
at all if you got the a job or are your kids still in school, too, some?
Yeah, they're set up with the school,
okay.
And and the school district is great, and it would be really difficult just because my daughter, who's 14, she's autistic, and I love the school district.
Yeah.
You know, they're really good.
It just feels like right now the first thing that came through for you was just like financial aid. Nothing about the job came through yet. So don't give up hope. Don't give up. You know, right now it feels like there's things that are going on behind the scenes that you're having to line up. That you're aware of, that maybe you're not aware of. There's healing going on, and there's a lot of transition going on because of the new school year. So you can't give up hope, and you can't give up faith. You're kind of beating yourself up because it's not happening the way you want it to, as the way it's supposed to happen. So keep sending your resumes out. It feels like there's some social networking you could do to line you up with some organization. This is your guidance that's coming through from your team. That's some sort of organization. That might be more with the historical society in your town.
Because
you are in hospitality, which is a very, you know, tricky business with the economy up and down, as you know. So it feels like there may be something more along that lines you might want to check out and research that has to do more with maybe your historical town. Jethro, Chris?
Chris
Jethro?
Yeah. No, I'm resonating with what Melissa said. I actually pulled the material harvest and the awareness card, but I pulled it with the obstacle and challenges card. So I think the awareness card says this represents your ability to create your own reality. So I think, yeah, if you just focus on the things that you know and you can do, and kind of relax and just treat the obstacles and challenges as learning lessons, that I think it'll happen. This awareness card's kind of jumping out at me. That's a positive card that you know it'll come.
Love you, Rose. Okay. We got to go. They're pushing and shoving. They said you've had over one more minute than they got.
God.
I was singing for you, Jethro. Let me know the date.
Oh, I love it. And those of you tuning in, Jethro is an engaged man, and Rose K is a phenomenal singer who's going to sing at my wedding, and we're going to rock the mountains. It looks like right now we're going to vote on between Florida and the Smoky Mountains. And I laugh. My grandson told me, he goes, wherever you marry Kay, I'm at. I go, no, give me a choice. He goes, Grandpa, I'm there. I said, I know you're there.
Where's
where do you want it to
mountain?
Be? Tennessee.
Ooh. Oh, my God, go. I want to go to Tennessee.
I love Chris. We love Chris, but you like our
That's
wedding.
That's my country.
You're one of our fans. Rose, stay the way you are. Don't you ever change. You're a doll, and I love you. And I mean, people were writing, and why are you teasing Rose? Oh, she can like Chris, but she can't like There's a reason there's only a few males on this show, okay? I got a little
I want to go to Nashville, so go to Tennessee so I can have she take me to Nashville.
We love you. I am kidding you guys. There's a lot of more people coming. We've got about 6 guests coming on. We've got some other people. And someone's right. I knew there was something going on, Jethro. All these beautiful ladies and you and Gary. Oh, now Chris. Oh, what's going on? You wouldn't hire me. What is going on with you, Burton? People want to work. I will call you in Colorado. I have your phone number, Mr. Fan, Facebook fan, and I know where you're at. So if you want to be on, you better apply. You know my number's not changed. Speaking of, those of you who tell me you can't get through, I have 3 phones. What more do you guys want? And short of me putting a blimp up there, throwing me a can, and having me throw a sardine to every little seal that comes and hands me a message. Quit. Just go and call. Get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com. You'll be glad you did. I had the most fun today. You guys, there was a lot of you guys going, Jethro, you've been kind of different with the show. I get this way. I've been doing it 3.5 years. Listening to the fans today and Melissa, I got to read these. I know you guys are going crazy on the phones. We got a ton of you on the phones. Hang on. Jethro, I have to ask this. Melissa is always so happy and peppy. Is it possible that maybe Melissa's doing something else? Because I looked on her Facebook site and I found on there a pipe, and you did, but you know what, I'm the one that handles Melissa's site, and I don't do that, and I deleted that promptly, and Mr. Guerin is busted from Canada. He will not be sharing that again. He offered that to Melissa on her site, so keep the gossip right. He offered, I kicked him out, he called me names. So that's what happened there. Another Melissa Berman, I have to ask, why is Melissa always on Wednesdays? Why can't she be on the weekends with the wildest ones? Jethro, you seem to hang on to Melissa a little more than we've noticed with other people. What is he saying? And now we found out that you're even going to a town she lived in. Seems to me there's on wild than just the stories. There is. Terry Ann, you need to get off of the TV and put that TV guide down. It's getting you in trouble, and now you think we're all a soap opera. There's a free reading from Jethro. Stop the madness. We got a lot of you going on here. I love you guys. We are going to give away a prize here in 8 minutes, but we've got to grab another phone because they're calling in from all over the place. We've got, oh my goodness, we got to grab this phone. 704, I know you want some more. How about 704?
Hi, folks.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Gone Wild. You got in for the
Hi. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi,
Jenna.
Folks. Congratulations, Jethro. I heard you say you were engaged.
Yes.
So I want to say congratulations.
It's the first girl that's ever cried. I mean, when I got married before, the lady's like, sure, why not, you know? And this one's like, would you marry me? And we're sitting in this little magic cove. She starts crying. I go, what? I'm all nervous. We're in Alexandria. And I'm thinking these people are looking at me like, what did that psychic tell her? She's like, I'll marry you. And then I start crying. I go, why are you crying?
Oh, that's so sweet.
They're like, these two are goofballs. Get them out of here.
That's lovely.
That's really nice. You deserve it, Jethro.
Thank you, Jennifer. What question you got? See, you like all of us, not just Chris. Chris, go ahead. He knows he loves you. We know you're one of the family. Jennifer, what do you want these two wonderful people to help you with tonight?
Yeah. Well, you know what, guys? I have some stuff that's really been kind of stressing me out, and I need your help with. So I've been trying to think of how to phrase it and make sure I get you the question. Okay. So, Melissa, you had mentioned that you thought I would probably just kind of get a temp job, and you're right. I just had this temp job that out of all the stuff that came up, it was this temp job that just was kind of handed to me.
I thought you said a temp job.
No, temp. Never that.
Oh my God, who took Jennifer? Get this far, Jennifer. Give me back that hat.
No. But it made me a little sad because it's the same amount I was making last time, which was not enough. And
but Jennifer,
everything
you
else...
have to understand that when the guidance comes through, it's for that moment. You know, we're not doing predictive astrology. I mean, we're not doing predictive.
We're
not doing anything
predictive.
What your predicament is in that moment, your needs are being met in that moment. And again, we're talking about free will and true will. Things can change and happen. You have to keep, you know, just keep pressing up against that and moving through it.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't the thing, but, I mean, what I wanted to say was, no, but I was saying, you know, you were right about that, all the stuff that was there. It was just very interesting that came through this mist and fog, and I didn't have to, you know, try that. I didn't have to try hard for it at all, actually.
Good.
But, so that was good, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, so now I'm there. I've only been there, like, a few days, and I've already got problems.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not my problem. And that's what I wanted to ask you about, because okay, the guy who's, like, the trainer, like, he's really started to, like, kind of target me, and I really want to report him, but I wonder if it'll do me more harm than good. I really feel he needs to be reported.
Why? Is he hitting on you, or is he bullying you?
No. Well, say that again, please.
Is he hitting on you, or is he bullying you?
It's kind of like bullying me. Like, he'll make statements. I kind of stick out like a sore thumb in this group. I did the last time, too. And it's like, you know, people, like, they're copying me, which I get that a lot. And, like, he had said, and I'm very vocal. I ask a lot of questions because I'm trying to understand. And he just said one day, well, you've been very vocal. I'm going to ask you a question. It's me and this other lady that are the most vocal. He asked her the question. She couldn't answer it. And I said, oh, I can answer your question. And he's like,
careful. Okay, what's happening is there's like competition going on here. This is how he does business. You're a new kid on the block. Take your time getting to know them. Take your time. This is a role reversal now. It's usually about them getting to know you. You take your time getting to know them. You know answers already, but you're not meaning to step on toes, but this is how he does business, and he's got an ego. So you have to kind of be, you have to be sort of a backseat driver, kind of a different kind of team player. You're on the team spirit. Use your spiritual power to coast through this. Lay low a little bit more.
You know, I've been trying to do that. The only thing is, it's like, I'm scared to ask any questions, and it's like, you know, I have to do that because I'm trying to learn it, and we're going to be on our own. And right. So when I start to ask, it's like he looks at me funny. Like when I just ask him a question.
He feels that you know more than he does, which you probably do. He's threatened by you.
But not in this situation, and I'm just simply trying to ask. Like, I literally will ask him because he's
okay. But we don't have a lot of time for this, Jen.
No, I know.
Just listen, because Chris is going to want to talk to you too. You've got to slow down and back up a little bit. Okay. That's just what you need to do right now, Chris.
Yeah, I totally agree. I pulled the Choose Wisely card, and that fits right in with that. But I also pulled the Universe and the Crown Chakra, which is, the Universe is a really sweet card. That's like, you know, the Universe is ready to give you everything. But you sound like a person who really knows a lot, and you're probably really intimidating him with your knowledge and stuff, and you need to kind of navigate that political situation and choose wisely with what you say.
Okay. One more thing. The guy Glenn that I told you about, I had told you that his band, they use my music to write their own, and they're, like, laughing at me on online interviews and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've done it again. Like, they've done another album that has stuff on it that's inspired by what I've done. Even the title of their new album is inspired by a song that I had on music I was giving them to try and get some help. And I'm kind of like, I want to get on Twitter or something to be like, stop using me.
You better get some legal representation or legal advice on this one, okay? You're just, you know, the music thing online, you've got songs, you've got to copyright it, and you've got to protect yourself.
We love you, Jennifer. Hang in there. You know you're popular. We want to see you. We are going crazy. The energy's going, and we got to get the copyright. You just heard this. Melissa is telling her to take him on, throw him down, drag him around, whip him down. Speaking of animals, those of you tuning in, I have to find out, do you really believe those snakes are really psychics that are out there being danced with in Carolina? There was another episode here. Gentleman 4 days has taken out and danced with rattlesnakes, water moccasins, very poisonous snakes. I do know that those of you know there is a little bit of a thing with me that as a child I was able to induce, never once bitten in a rattlesnake place. I did know that they did energy, and I remember feeling that. But I don't never went out and danced with them. Melissa, would you tangle with a snake or not?
No, dances with snakes, dances with wolves. It's the same thing. I don't know.
That's the movie I like.
Dances at the bar mitzvah. I don't know. You know, you can't, people end up dying. If you hear about these snake charmers and stuff, they sometimes get bitten to death. Don't mess with anybody else's space. I mean, animals are there. They protect us. They protect the environment. I don't advise it. I think that, you know, there's certain religions that do, and some people end up dead from it, and they feel that that's their calling. But you don't want to get in the space of, you know, snakes have their own sort of gig going on, and, you know, we have to honor that with a distance. They're beautiful. They're beautiful, but, you know, honor their space. They're trying to teach us something.
I love this. Those of you who tune in said they're having a little problems with their phones and are having it with iTunes, then go into Blog Talk Radio, listen into the chat room. You got friends in there tonight. Linda's a whirlwind in there, and she's scaring everybody with her hurricane dance. No, I'm kidding. Linda is a phenomenal person. Linda Irwin is in that room. And if you guys would listen to me, I could spit it out. She's in there. She's fun. She's having fun. Carlene and also Lori Connell. Lori Connell has been talked to, and I think that Lori may be surprising all of us soon on the show. So go in there. Those three psychics are going wild. The phones are going off the wall. Melissa Berman is the best. Jethro, you know I love her. I can't help it. We live here in Alabama, and for the last 6 seasons, we've been coming to Florida. And you know what? If Melissa was there, we'd live in Florida, Jethro. We saw you, and you know how good of a reader you are. Remember what I said. You want that chocolate cake. Put my name in for Melissa's reading. Annetta Michella.
Come to L.A. so I can meet you. I'm like, to wait for you here in California.
I know. I cannot cheat. We can't do that. And I'm not going to put your top on the list. Listen to you, girl. You're grounded. We've got Mark Anthony's over here and writing in. Jethro, I was down here in Odessa, and I noticed something really funny about this. You and Chris both live in Florida, and I got to tell you, Chris White has really done a lot of work. I want to be listening in tonight, and I'm going to ask him this. My tarot deck has been doing something real odd, Chris. I have two cards that keep coming out and sliding around. The Wheel of Fortune, and I have the Magician card. My sister told me it has to do with the fact that my husband is the Magician card because he acts like Harry Houdini and he keeps disappearing. Is there something going on with my husband and my cards, or is my husband about ready to get crowned by my Wheel of Fortune? Chris, tell me what these two cards mean before somebody gets in trouble over here.
The magician's really is kind of a sweet card, you know, to kind of it can, you know, it's a kind of a manifestation card, and the Wheel of Fortune is luck, a luck card, good luck, and that's a hard I'm looking at my guides, and I'm not seeing anything negative with that, with your husband. But
let's get our ladies' viewpoint. Melissa, what do you feel? Because that's a hard one. They threw Chris a really hard ball. We're both going.
I feel that your angelic team is trying to get your attention. And if you're drawing Wheel of Fortune and Magician's also, you know, alchemy, it's working with, you know, the higher elements. It's becoming empowered, trusting your spiritual path. And then the Wheel of Fortune is, as things unfold, as that wheel turns, you're combining the earth with spirit. So your team wants you to get your act together a little bit more and work more with them, giving them permission. And, you know, as far as your husband is concerned, if he's coming and going, you need to address that. That's a very serious issue beyond your cards.
Guys, these two are saying it like it is. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I'm listening to Melissa and going, yeah, okay. My guides are going, yeah, Melissa's hitting it.
Great. We got you guys tuned in. These two are going at it. They don't care if you've had a relationship. They'll rip in there and they'll talk to you about it. Come on in. This is like, we've got a lot of bunch of you. I'm reading the emails. I got a lot of people. Jethro, you're not picking up a lot of the phones. You guys got to give me a little slack here. We've got a lot of people and doing it. I've also individually have a bunch of phones going off the wall here because the 844 number is still there. 844-935-7200. Get all this. Who do you want to read for you? I have to ask you this, Jethro. Are you still doing the Crystal Castle readings and Friday night fun? I loved your peanut butter cake. This is Jean and Sarah. Would you talk to us? You never come over anymore. Well, I got to tell you, I'm not in Sedona, Arizona anymore. I've been 4 years all over. I've been in California, and now I'm in Tampa, Florida. I am doing the Friday Circle, and yes, Jean, but it's down here. We do it twice a month now at Lazy Lane is my new office. And yes, I will. If you come on down here, I'll make you peanut butter cake. I haven't done that, or coffee chocolate cake in a while. I would love to do
that. Oh, no, you had to get that started, didn't you? Stephanie was doing so good with a little bit of fresh fruit.
True. I know, and I don't want to be good anymore. There's sugar calling my name.
Peanut butter.
Oh, what about sugar? Sugar Girl has always been there for me. Doesn't she make my eyes spin? What about her?
Oh, man.
817, we're getting in trouble. Help me. 817, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. We got to grab some phones. They're pushing and shoving, and they're tearing us a little bit. 817?
Oh. Hi.
Hi, welcome. This is Jethro, Melissa, and Chris, and you are...
I am Truth and Talk. I'm on your chat.
You rock, Susan. What are you doing up here playing with us when all you guys are in there eating and having parties and I'm up here having to eat peanuts with Melissa?
And I'm allergic to peanuts. I'll sing the song, but I won't eat them.
Happy birthday, whoever the birthday person is.
Yes, they are. They're having birthdays. You know, and those of us who can go into Blog Talk for free, sign up, and then get in the chat room. These people are wild in there. If you're ready, they're having birthdays. They're throwing food. Earlier, they were having some kind of a jelly bean fight. I think Carlene won by the race of 17 to somebody's head. It's really crazy in there. But Susan, welcome to – this is Jethro. And ask your question of these two phenomenal – we've got the Intuitive Chris and the Melissa Berman Magic working it tonight.
Wow. Okay. I'm asking about applications also. In the process of changing careers, and right now I'm at a part-time job, which is in the janitorial section right now of my life. I mean, I've never done it before, but it seems pretty easy. But I just want to know, where do you see my career going?
The first thing that came through for you, Susan, was something to do with the medical field.
How funny. You know where I'm working right now? You guys are great. Oh, my God. I am working with elderly patients that have behavioral problems.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's different.
Something just came through about dietitian. So, you know, that could be, if you're drawn to that, you know, you might want to branch out and explore taking a few classes. And advancing yourself that way and seeing if you can get your wherever you're working to fund it. Because sometimes when we work in certain places for continuing education, when they see how great you are at what you do and how great you are with people because you are, they might say, and say, I'm really kind of interested. If you're interested in that, but that came through as well. Chris?
You know what? I'm getting a lot of kudos as just doing janitorial services right now for these people.
Yeah, because you're making them feel safe. You make them feel really safe by being there.
I love what you're doing. You're a doll.
Yeah, I was picking up on the same thing Melissa was picking up on. I think, as a matter of fact, I heard multiple income streams came through, and so, you might look at doing something else. You know, being kind of creative and with the dietary stuff and. Because I've pulled the recognition and reward card, and sounds like they're recognizing, that you know what you're doing, and my guides are kind of up there, yeah.
Hello. We love you, and I got to tell you, those of you tune in,
I got in trouble today because I'm new in that field, medical field. He goes, have you ever worked in the hospital? I said, no. Well, have you ever had hepatitis? I said, no. Well. And I looked into the trash can, and there was things that involved bodily fluids. And I'm like, oh, really? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go wash my hands real quick. And he looked at me.
No. Don't they have you wear gloves and hazmat stuff? I mean, be very careful.
Yeah, they do, but I'm not, I wasn't paying attention, and it's my first time inside the area, and it was my first time, so it was just something that he was drawing up. And once you tell me once, yeah. you know, hey, I go love from this. There, and then I go, when I go, and I could look to the left and right, and I'm putting two and two together, but that just, like, totally freaked me out, and I'm like, I don't want hepatitis. You know, I don't
know. No,
you
don't. Yeah, keep that hand sanitizer close. We love you, Sue. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The hand sanitizer close.
Well,
and
I think I get to talk to him, Susan?
Also
let you know something. I've been having a gambling problem. I
Ooh.
Want you to, yes, I have real bad, and I want you to, what do you suggest? What does the card
stop.
Suggest?
Just stop.
Yeah, but it's
don't ruin
hard.
Your life. Don't ruin your life. You don't need to do that, but you're going to need a little counseling on that. You need to get
yeah.
some counseling, even if it's a group therapy that you don't have to pay for.
Okay.
And even those that are psychic, I can tell you that the odds are always in that house's favor. And I am a person who does okay. I mean, obviously with my gift, I've had things do it, but I've set and failed it and no. And I was the one that they threw out because I'm like, but your machine, and there's reasons they set it up. It's a no winner. And I've heard of the professionals. I have some friends who do it and actually have me help them who are professional gamblers. And it's still, there's a no win. They'll even tell you that they've done that. I want to, you know, and Susan, I feel like there's other things that'll give you that emotional love and high. Like you were talking about the people. I used to be the baker like 20-some years ago when my boys were little. They needed some things for softball and stuff. I was working. It was actually about 15. They're not that old. 15 years ago, I was the baker at an older folks' home. And my most funnest thing was to sit with them and have them close their eyes. And I would raise energy and let them see what it was like because I had to make puree food. And here they were. And I'm like, I would work with them. And I love that my favorite memories was sitting there with the elderly finding out stories. They had the best stories. They're like, Jethro, do you know that I did this? And we had like a famous dancer. We had a lady who owned a brothel, which I thought was, I loved her dearly. She was so cute. We'd all go and sing at the church and she wouldn't go in. She was like, I'm afraid that place will fall down. And we'd like go in and she'd sit outside, she'd sing. I mean, her sing. I'm a very good singer. I'm not bragging, but I have a very good bass voice. And we would, you know, sing out there and I'm like, oh, amazing grace. And we'd be out there rocking and rolling. They're like, what are you doing out there with her? And I go, I love her. She's my friend. And she's like, well, I just can't go in there because, you know, I don't think they would do it. And I said, I think the Lord would know that. I think he would know that maybe it is the oldest profession, but I feel you could come in with us. One of our best memories was they all teased me. When she passed, she sent a note the night before. She goes, Jethro, I'm going in that church tonight. And then she went home. So, you know, those of you tuning in, you know, Susan, you've got a job. We love you. Other people are pushing or shoving. Stay out there. Put in tonight. See if you win. I've got to grab two prizes here, okay?
Okay.
All the best, Susan.
Grabbing the papers and pulling out, I've got Connie Talabut in New Mexico. You're the winner of the prize here, the amethyst cluster. Goodness Lord, grab the phone. And now they're wanting to have, those of you tuning in, we've also got a reading by Linda Irwin here. You guys, this is pulling this out. There's a half an hour with it, and it's Nanette Stevens. You are the winner, New York. You're the winner. We'll get with you, get that put up, and make sure you get that half an hour with Linda Irwin. Congratulations, you rock. We are going in here. Melissa, we need you to put in a one. We've got all these people that are pushing. I forgot. Sometimes you guys got to realize, Melissa and me work all the time, so we're doing this live right now. Melissa, would you do a half an hour reading here with Psyche's Gone Wild pays for it?
Yeah, when I was supposed to do it for some woman that was in Japan or China, and I never heard
Brenda.
From anybody.
Brenda's in the room tonight in the chat room. Brenda, we've got to get you over with her. Get that number. We already have a paid one that you've already taken care of. But yeah, Melissa's going to do it for you. I didn't realize she hadn't caught her. So Brenda, grab a hold of that pin and get a hold of Linda. Linda will give you the information on how to get a hold of Melissa and get that reading for half an hour. We're going to grab another one. We got a bunch of people in the room here. We got a bunch in the rooms. Let me grab another one. We've got one here from Friday the 8th. And it is, okay, Patty Schultz. Patty Schultz just won it, and I will contact her, and you've won a half an hour here. And they said, you're amazing, and I got to tell you, I love it, and I love your phone, Jethro. I listened into your phone, and you're going to laugh, but your phone even made me feel good. Please stay doing what you do, and I love my favorite shows is Psyche's Gone Wild. Well, you won. I'm going to send that out to you, Patty. That makes me feel good. Patty Schultz. We're having fun. I hope you guys are, too. We're going to grab some more phones. There's a lot of you going, Jethro, we haven't got our chance. If you haven't got your chance, go to psychicsgonewild.com and get your chance. That's how you get a chance with us. You go in there and you pick it up and you get a reading. Take a little time. I got to tell you guys, there's a lot of you guys that will come in and you don't get that time with us because you're not really going in there. So make sure. Hello, 203. How are you doing, Psychics Gone Wild?
Woody.
Hey, what are you doing? Good guy. I know that you've been calling in here for a while. It's good to talk to you. But, you've been all right? This is our musician, him and Rose K.
Yeah, I've been okay.
Good. We got a question here for Melissa and Chris.
Yeah, what message you got for me? Oh my God.
Got to be really specific, Woody. You know the rules. We don't have a lot of time, so have a question ready.
What changes you see coming for me?
What, honey?
What changes?
Changes.
Sing it, Melissa. Sing it with the snakes. Dance with those wild, no-legged ones.
Dance with the snakes. Changes for you. I don't know, Woody. You seem to be sort of going in the same direction. It feels like you're waiting for something to kind of like Moses parted the Red Sea and the tablet was received. You've got to step up your game a little bit more. You're kind of expecting something to happen as opposed to being part of the creation of it to happen. And your guides just want you to kind of tune into them more and give them more permission to help you. And, you know, just keep taking that pen to paper or whatever, you know, however the muse works, your guides of art work with you, but you've got to take more initiative. There's something that's happened that's making you feel like you're entitled or whatever, and it's not that you're not, but there's something that has happened that has sort of stopped the flow. Chris?
Yeah, I totally agree. I pulled up the New Beginnings card, and it starts right off with saying, you know, you got to take the first step, you know, to start to do that. And the second card I pulled up was the Authority card, which is, you know, get into some of your kind of courage, your male energy, maybe I could call that. Maybe I should. I don't know if that's politically correct or not, but get into that that energy of, you know, I can do it and go for it. And the third card I actually pulled up was partnerships and alliances. So you might look around and see if there's someone around you that you could do something with, you know, and start your own company or something like that.
Thank you for going. And we got ahead here, Woody. They got people going. How long have you been a fan of ours? I mean, you've called in now, I'd say, a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
It's good. I thank you. And you're still my friend on Twitter? What's going on with you on Twitter? You guys are like going wild over there. I saw all your fans, you and Keith, have got. Got all those girls screaming and stuff. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You're like, ah, it's him. And then one told me he did another song. I'm like, oh, my. I was like freaking out. I love it. I love tuning in there. I'm a little busier now, and thank God through the years I've gotten, with the grace of God, a lot busier with readings. But all of a sudden I went in there, and they're like, ah, they're doing this. I'm like, Woody, you're a great guy. We love you. Hang in there. We got to roll. But thank you for calling in. Yes, 8-5. We lost them. They went, hello. This is like somebody just cracked the phone. 854 just went right out the door. Come back.
Where are all the animals? Why are we not getting any animal calls?
I know.
We're here to help the animals.
502. Let's have some animal communication. Anybody got a question about it? 502. What about you?
Hi. How are you?
Great.
And my name is Debbie.
Thank you for waiting,
and
Debbie.
You're so very welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Jeffro.
Hello, Debbie.
Say hi to Chris, too, Debbie.
Oh,
yeah,
hi, Chris.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Debbie. So you're new to our show, and you've been waiting to get in, and now you're all excited. You got our names, and what's the question? You got something about an animal? You got an animal you want us to psychically read about? One on the other side, maybe an animal there. You got a neighbor who's got a sick cat? Let me look at him. I want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have an animal question, but I got like a really major, not a major question, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make a surprise for a friend through like a celebrity, and I made Do you sent the email in, so I don't, do you see me getting a response from this person? Is he going to make this person's dream come true?
Well, the email that you send doesn't go directly to this person. It goes to their publicity people. So uh-huh. Be patient. Does this person have a TV show or ability to do some sort of media?
He does a radio show.
Okay. So, the chances look pretty good. You may have to follow up again, and you know, you're going to want to spill the beans to your friend so badly. Bite your tongue, bite your cheeks, like pinch yourself, because you're really excited about it, because it's going to take a little longer than you expect. But it feels like there's a positive outcome with it. What say you, Christopher?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. I'm trying to mess. My computer is wanting to knock. It won't let me in the chat room.
Elizabeth mesmerized you, and you know that. I work with when I forget who I am. I'm the sixth child, fourth I came in on the fourth side of the track.
what was your question again? Could you repeat that?
Oh, poo.
Okay. I blew that. Okay. I'm sorry. I was trying to log into the blog talk room, and I should have listened.
We got
people
with us,
next to each other. You're
with
the host.
As much
you're not
as
on
chat
the
room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh. We need you present with us.
Okay.
That's your
there's
job.
There's women in there. He wants to go back and talk to them. He's got Debbie. He won't even listen to you, but see, Rose loves Rose. As
I like
one
her.
Come on.
All right, so Jeff, what can you offer Debbie, since you know what the question is? Sorry, Chris.
I feel like I can offer you, Debbie, that there is something with this person spiritually going on here. And I feel that this person that does the radio show and you are working out some things. I feel like that you're not doing no scary stuff with him. There's no stalker material here. But I feel like they're working with you that's going to be good. I also feel like I feel like something's happened for you. It's the first time I've read for you, and I'm picking up the energy with you. Let's talk a little bit. They're showing me that you had something get hurt here. Have you got something going on with your knees or your legs, something there?
I just had surgery, knee and ankle surgery.
Ooh.
That's what
feeling?
I'm picking up. How you feeling, Debbie?
I'm doing fine. I go back next week to the doctor, and I'm hoping and praying he's going to let me go back. But I got a feeling he ain't going to let me go back right now. Because they put
you
a screw in my
right
foot.
Now, honey. You're not going to go back there and get hurt. I love you dearly. You just call into us, and then you got me all worried. You want to go back so early. Take the time. Do it right. I don't want to see something happen. I've had so many friends that have went back. They rush to get back to work, and then the worst thing happens is that they get in there, and they don't have that time to heal. Give that old body some time. Sit at home. Write us. Get on the Facebook. Write Melissa. Tease her. Get on Psychics Gone Wild. Have a friend like Linda Irwin talk to you about Out of This World. Take a little time. Then those bills are going to still be there. He'll be in your mailbox. We'll get you a little bit light. They can help it. Then I feel you back because they're showing me that. They're telling me that I feel like that's part of it. Now you, I'm picking up, you've got some of an ability too. Have you applied with some of us about maybe doing some of this stuff because you sense things?
I applied one time to, I think it was called, can I say the name?
Yes, you can say it on our show. We talk to everybody.
I applied for Psychic Source, mm-hmm. and you know, it was my first time of ever doing a reading for, I guess, the manager, and I was so nervous. And she told, and I didn't get it, but she told me to keep reading up on what I need of getting more acquainted.
Oh, you know, and I like that, and that's nice. And I can tell you of three other sources. One of them lives in California. They're all out there, and they told me twice that I needed to pick up my pace. One of them told me I was too slow a talker, that I had a little bit of an accent, and I got the giggles. I go, okay, because I've had people tell me, are you from New York, Jethro? You know, you've all heard me on this show. There's times you have to grab onto the horse to keep up with his lips. And then they're telling me, Jethro, I don't know what it was. And then she told me, she goes, I don't know if we're going to be able to hire you right now because you picked up stuff about my personal life. I'm like, oh, you wanted me to read about when you went to Walmart. Why didn't you tell me? Okay, you know. I love you, Debbie. You get a hold of us. I got a buzz, and I think you were here tonight. I've been praying what to do with this show. We got to keep doing this show. And you're like my Jan Bach Drakey. Jan, I met her 3.5 years ago on Living in the Psychic Realm, and this woman calls in. I read this cool stuff about her. The guys are like, this woman is so gifted. My hands, my hair, everything's freaking out. And I'm like, we got to work together. Now if you guys tune in, she's on Thursday nights, Jan Bach Drakey. I love you, Deb. You got to go. They're going, I'm favoring you, and there's more people. Thank you for calling. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are going out of this world. We got a bunch of people. No animals. Let's talk about animals. Melissa, here's one here. I have to ask you this, Melissa. My boxer, his name was Dean. He went to the other side, and now I keep having these little odd things left. Dean was always good about stealing the neighbor's newspaper and the neighbor's shirt. For 2 times, he went on their clothesline and brought back the shirt. This has been happening now, and unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, my little Dean was hit by a car and we had to put him down. I was not certain why, because I always locked my gate, but Dean was out. I've not really held a resentment, but I feel like something's happening. Now, for twice now, the shirt of my neighbor's has been left on my couch on my porch. If Dean's not taking the shirts, is somebody trying to hurt my feelings in my neighborhood? I've never done anything to deserve this, but every time I find one of my neighbor's shirts laying on the couch, I feel that they're doing this. What should I do, and who's doing or what is doing this?
Whoa.
Whoa, okay.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Chris and Dina, let's go in there. Whoa.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Chris and Melissa, I got the wrong side. Oh, there's
okay.
Too many psychics in a... Melissa.
it feels like there's some misguided energy. The first thing that came through was get some sea salt, maybe get some black salt and just, you know, throw it at the other side of the fence. But, it feels more like a worry that you don't need to have. Your puppy made it to the other side, and it may be him trying to connect with you again. Can you, while you're still grieving this, give him permission when he's ready to really contact you? I know it sounds a little woo-woo, but there feels like there needs to be some closure here. While you're healing, you're not going to get closure, obviously, but just a little closure for him to know that you accept the fact that he needed to move on. It doesn't feel like malicious intent, but it does feel like there's just some shift going on. You need to protect your space a little bit more. Sometimes when that tunnel of light is open like that, other little beings sometimes try to get in the way, especially with what's going on with the planet right now. So do a little protection work on yourself and a little bit more prayer work.
I agree with you, Melissa. Don't you feel that, Chris? It feels like that this is not, I think this is some kind of energy intent, and I don't think it's bad. I would think that no human being or any physical person would take and hurt someone by doing that, because the person has lost their animal, and now they're sitting here going through this. And I feel like something else, I get it. When you said that, Melissa, I'm getting this wild chill. We had 3 other psychics this week talk about that this is the time that you're not hearing things clearly. Things are happening. Chris, what do you feel that we should do to help this person? You know, Melissa gave them all these ideas on helping them with the spiritual. What counseling or would you say physically will help them feel about their box or animal?
I agree with Melissa. I think that they may be trying to, that, you know, I don't think it's malicious, but she's trying to hang on to them, and it's probably kind of preventing them from moving on. I don't know, but I don't think it's anything malicious, and help them move on to the other side.
Oh, we got people fighting in the room. We've got about another 19 people waiting that are new. They're asking the big question, do we do more time? You guys got to realize we've got to get Chris and Melissa. They're the ones doing all the work. I'm just sitting here blood in my lips. I'm loving it. Do you two want to do a little more time for these people, or should we end the show in actually 2 minutes?
I don't care.
Melissa, what do you feel?
I'm fine. It's up to you, Jethro. It's your show,
oh,
honey.
We
just we
love it. We're going to try to
get
some more
time. I mean, it's
our
show, too. We say thank you.
Yeah.
I'm asking, and I'm having my lovely Linda's giving me advice to see if I can do this, because I'm not always the best savvy at this. 861-8315-719. You're going to get to come on yet if we can get this. DG Coochie, DJ Life Coach Coochie. Who's a Coochie? Who's a Coochie Woochie? DJ Life Coach, we love you. Follow. Go into the left side. This is something that you guys will see on the right side of it. I'm sorry. I don't know which my sides are, but whatever side is, it's good with ribs. Make sure you go
it's
in and reach over on this side.
Right.
And put that follow button. We are bringing in the numbers. This show is out of this world. We're going in. I'm grabbing the create the episode button. They're telling me that Jethro, leave it alone. Yes, we want more show. People are getting really wild. I've got to talk to Melissa. She makes my head feel better because I've been having a stressful day. Aww. I'm trying to get it. It says 90 seconds. It doesn't look like they're going to let us do it. You guys, we love you, but I'm trying real hard. This is August 13th.
Honey.
If I haven't scared you yet, then I will. We're going to continue to keep talking. Those of you tuning in, they said we can replace the show, but they won't let us have more minutes. Oh, my living goodness. Everybody's got a problem. Now they're telling me adjust myself because my privacy's not out. What? My privacy? Excuse me? You don't
know
me.
Are we
going
to get cut off? Because we need to say we love you all and thank you in case we get cut off. If we get to keep talking, we love you and thank you anyway. But it's like,
we got to tell them we got to get cut off. They're going to do it.
Yeah, aww. We love you.
Thanks for everything.
Love you guys. Tune in to Psychics Gone Wild. We'll be back next Wednesday with more wildness. And PsychicsGoneWild.com will take your answers. Get a reading from one of us.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's... Oh. They don't know. They don't know what we've done for them. They don't know. Oh, they gave us 10 seconds. She's really nasty tonight. She just called me another name, I think. I am not a snot. I was actually a proper nose person. What is this? This is crazy. Oh, my.
This is a long 10 seconds.
She doesn't know. Never knew what Psychics Gone Wild could do for her.
Are we going to be able to keep talking, or what are we doing?
We're still doing it. I'm trying to get a hold of people in there, but somebody just grabbed my studio, and I want it back. I want it back. And they said, you know what? Should you call in? Yes. You need to call in. We're doing it. No, he's gone. He said, I'm gone. Okay, well...